FaithFit Radio and the Diocese of Orlando presents Saints Who Lead Us with Catherine Laguna, a program that is seeking to lead young adults to Christ and to enkindle a deeper faith that is fully alive. Now, here is your host.
Welcome back to the Saints Who Lead Us podcast. I'm Catherine Laguna, your host. Hope you're having such a great week this week. I want to start this podcast out with a famous story from the life of Saint Philip Neri. This Italian saint is our saint for this week, and he's the patron saint of Rome, U.S. Special Forces, humor, and joy. The story goes like this. So one day, there's a man who goes to Mass as usual. He receives Holy Communion and then leaves the church right afterwards. And in this story, it says that the man appears to have no regard for the presence of Jesus within him. So Saint Philip decides he's going to use this opportunity as a teaching moment. He sends two altar boys with lighted candles to follow the man outside of church. So as the man goes about his day, the boys also continue to follow him with their candles. Could you imagine if someone was following you around downtown Orlando or at your local Publix? Yeah. So after a while of walking through the streets of Rome, the man turns around to see the altar boys are still following him. So the man is so confused, and he's probably thinking, why are these kids following me around? So the man returns to his church. He finds St. Philip and asks, why are these altar boys following me through town? And this is what St. Philip tells the man. We have to pay proper respect to our Lord, whom you are carrying away with you. Since you neglect to adore him, I sent two acolytes to take your place. The man is so surprised by St. Philip's response that he promises to be more aware of God's presence in the future. So I found this story to be so interesting because it might seem like, well, of course I recognize that the body and blood of Christ is within me. I mean, duh, right? But do we really? Maybe we are a little bit much like the man. So ask yourself this simple question. How long after Mass do I forget I was participating in Jesus' sacrifice? Is it a few hours afterwards when your brother or sister annoys the heck out of us? When we leave church, do we immediately fall back into the world as if that hour of Mass wasn't even a big deal? Or before we partake in Jesus' sacrifice, do we give the sign of peace to someone we aren't truly at peace with? So let's think about that. In other words, do we really mean it when we look into their eyes and say, peace be with you? And so St. Philip teaches us that we must walk with the light of Christ with us at all times, not just at Mass, that's 1 hour on Sundays, not just at work or at home, but at all times. Think about a certain part of your day when you find the hardest to carry that light of Christ. Do you have something in mind? It could be sometimes the simplest of things. So for me, it used to be my commute from work to home. Traffic hour is ridiculous, right? The other day, I saw a Honda compete with the F-150, trying to pass a truck, zigzag through the lanes. He was desperate. He was very angry. And then it hit me. I think I used to be like that Honda driver. Maybe not entirely loco, but definitely someone who would compete with others on the road. Going too slow? Well, let me just blow right by you while I stare at you fiercely. Did you just cut me off? Well, I'll honk my horn to Kingdom Come to make sure you know that you were at fault. I allowed my anger to get the best of me, and maybe I can even say that it controlled me. I could feel myself getting hot and bothered, and I'm not even an angry person. I promise, I'm so bubbly, cheerful all the time. But there was just something about the road and crazy drivers that had me joining in on their recklessness. Until one day, during one of my ridiculousness, I saw my white rosary on the back of my window. My car has Mary in the center. And it made me think, every time I zigzag through traffic because someone has angered me, do they see me as that crazy lady with Mary on the back? Thinking, well, that isn't very Christian-like. Was I carrying the light of Christ with me like St. Philip encourages us to? So I change my bad habits on the road. Less tension, more patience is what I tell myself. And it doesn't mean that I don't narrate when I'm driving on the road. I am always talking out loud. But now, with the light of Christ beaming brighter within me, I'm more patient and kinder on the road. I know it sounds simple, maybe a little bit silly, but I think we all have something that nags at our weaknesses. And that was one of them for me. So perhaps St. Philip has some weaknesses of his own too. People actually thought that his charismatic personality couldn't go in hand with his devoted spirituality. And I was thinking I would be in big trouble because apparently you couldn't be this joyful, fun individual and also a spiritual person. But St. Philip didn't allow the opinions of others to sidetrack him from what he wanted. Once he had experienced a mystical vision, is what they call it, St. Philip changed his life completely. He decided not to go into the family business, something about owning property, and instead he felt a great need to serve the Lord in the church. But like you and I, St. Philip also came across roadblocks along the way. I think we all hit some wall that can test our faithfulness or even our eagerness to accomplish any wild dreams we might have. Sometimes we allow fear to dim the light of Christ within us. But St. Philip Neri teaches us that we shouldn't dim the light of Christ within us. Instead, we should look to our talents and our gifts that God has given us. Even when St. Philip was transitioning from one thing to the next, he realized that his talents were creating relationships with others and bringing the best out of people. That's a really great quality to have. I think most of us gravitate to people who are upbeat and very positive. How often do we go about our day without sharing the light with others around us? St. Philip talked to people on street corners, public squares, any place where people gathered. He wanted to encourage people about having a prayer life, sometimes even just a simple, faithful discussion. I read his favorite question to ask those around him was, "Well, brothers, when shall we begin to do good?" So following St. Philip's example, how can we begin to do good? I think the easiest way is by sharing the light of Christ with our families at home, our roommates, or even our close friends. So the other day, I was having a Netflix binging extravaganza. And yes, I have to add extravaganza at the end of that because it was more than just binging. And even though I'm cleaning my room, putting laundry away while I'm on this binge, I like to multitask. I remember that I had not even checked in with my family since breakfast. Now, maybe it's easier for me because I'm completely on my own, don't have responsibilities, you know, marriage, kids. The point is, sometimes we get so caught up on the things that we want to do that we lose opportunities to gather as a family. And a huge thing at my house are family dinners. It was a normal thing to have dinner with the family every single day. Obviously, there might have been some exceptions here and there, but this is when we could all just gather and come together and share the light of Christ with everyone at the table, simply by listening, discussing, and being like St. Philip, evangelizing. Because St. Philip was an evangelist, and he visited hospitals to take care of those who were abandoned or lonely, but he also had some quiet time for himself. Obviously, nothing like binging on Netflix, but he typically kept to himself at church in prayer. During the day, though, he wanted to share his love for Christ because he felt like his light within him was so bright, he couldn't keep it just to himself. And I read another story about St. Philip. I kind of feel like it fits well within the light of Christ theme we're doing here. So on the eve of Pentecost, St. Philip saw what appeared to be a globe of fire. The story goes that the fire entered his mouth, causing Philip to feel his heart dilate. And Philip was filled with such divine love that it caused him to scream out, "Enough, enough, Lord, I cannot bear no more." Philip then discovered a welling over his heart, though it caused him no pain. What an experience of the presence of God. Wow. So I came across a few St. Philip Neri quotes that really stand out to me. And the first one is, "If you really wish to become a saint, never be defensive and always acknowledge yourself in your fault, even when what is alleged is untrue." That's a tough one. "Give me 10 truly detached men and I will convert the world with them." "Obtain humility through sincere and frequent confession." Confession, very important. So I hope you can take away that St. Philip is a saint we can look up to for hope, for the light. Let's take care of those who don't seem to have the light within them. We can all use someone to help us out of the darkness or a wrong turn we sometimes find ourselves in. We never know who is silently suffering, hoping someone will be the light of Christ for them. Well, brothers and sisters, when shall we begin to do good? Thanks for listening to Saints Who Lead Us. Until next time, blessed day.
FaithFit Radio and the Diocese of Orlando presented Saints Who Lead Us with Catherine Laguna. Thank you for listening. Check out the podcast at faithfitradio.org and tune in next time. May you be blessed with peace and joy.